This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
In one small manufacturing community in central Wisconsin, business is doing well, and that means employers are looking to hire. But as Rachel Vasquez reports, Juneau County, like much of the state, is struggling to come up with affordable housing for people with different income levels, and that can make filling open positions more difficult.
Roman, you can come on over. I can take over here.
Jessica Rathburn does hiring for QPS Employment, a regional staffing agency with a small office in Juneau County.
We'll go through your application here together, and then we'll go through some just general interview stuff.
They help with staffing for local employers. Employers like Ron Bruner, the founder and CEO of Bruner Manufacturing. Bruner makes steel parts for companies like John Deere and Caterpillar. And they say right now they need workers to keep up with business.
We've got customers right now that are screaming at us. We haven't taken out a new customer in 2 months.
Juneau County has just over 26,000 people in its borders, and for a place of its size, it's got a lot of manufacturers, all looking to staff their offices and production lines.
If I could take a dozen guys and gals in here tomorrow morning, I could put them all to work with no question at all.
There's different reasons businesses are having a hard time finding workers. Some employers say the local workforce is tapped out, and others point to housing in the county.
Housing is a tough one here, and in Juneau County, specifically Mauston, New Lisbon, Elroy area, the housing ability is not real good.
That's Jim Arts. He does recruiting for Walker Stainless, a stainless steel tank manufacturer in the county that employs about 500 people. He says when they're hiring from outside the county, housing is one of their biggest hurdles.
We've had people live in a trailer, a tent, and everything here, and it works out, but it does hurt the recruiting ability.
And it also makes it harder to keep the workers they've already got.
Well, if you can't find a house and you don't have a place to live, you're going to move someplace where you can and find a job there.
For places like Walker Stainless and Bruner, retention is a big deal. A lot of times they're looking for skilled labor. Kevin Timms moved to Juneau County from Georgia in April to take a quality assurance job with Walker. He was living at a Best Western in town for 5 months before he found a place to live.
It's been real tough. Real tough.
Tim says the challenge in Juneau County is that there's not enough mid-range housing. That'd be about $100,000 to $150,000 for a single-family home.
If you really want a good, livable house, you're looking at anywhere between the high 200s to mid to low 300s.
That's something Dennis Lawrence sees, too. He's the executive director of the North Central Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission, and he's in the middle of studying housing in Juneau County. He says he does see low-priced units.
I mean, a lot of that needs, you know, upgrades, or it's very old housing and it just doesn't have the amenities that people are looking for.
That, or there's high-priced developments by the area's lakes. Terry Whipple is the head of the Juneau County Economic Development Corporation. He says part of the problem has its roots in the Great Recession.
We lost a lot of builders that never came back into the trade.
He's talking about small developers, local to the county. And he's right. In 2008, there was an average of 22 construction companies in Juneau County. Last year, there were just 13. And the developers that are still building, they're focused on those expensive developments by the lakes. Whipple says the reason why is simple economics.
The lower risk, higher profit margins.
Ron Bruner decided to take action a while ago. In the 1990s, he built 4 duplexes on his farmland to help house new hires. To this day, if one's available, he'll offer 3 months of free rent as part of a relocation stipend. That plus a base salary of $16 an hour and a benefits package Bruner calls second to none are all part of the company's effort to find qualified staff and to keep the factory moving. Rachel Vasquez, Wisconsin Public Radio.